Hello, my name is John Rastetter with Pomarco, and I'd like to spend a few minutes today talking about some of the questions that come across my desk on a regular basis in regard to analogs roles. And probably the first question is, when selecting an analogs, what should I be looking for? And the most significant aspect is you're looking for the ability to build consistency into your print facility. And to do that, you need to have confidence that every roll that ships into your facility arrives within the specification that you require. The first roll, the second roll, this year, next year. Second most frequently asked question comes from customers who are trying to expand their print fidelity, print capability. And this is people who are going from 125 or 150 lines per inch printing plates, and they're looking to be able to increase their capability by going to 175 line. And the question is, what do I need to do in consideration for my analogs roll to be able to make that step? The most obvious is when we talk about the volume that's required to print that higher line screen accurately, without plugging and without issues associated with dot bridging. To do that, oftentimes a banded roll is required. But in general, what we're trying to do is ensure that we're getting the correct ink film thickness transferred onto the surface of the plate and then onto the substrate. So there is a requirement to adjust the volume. There's also a requirement to take a look at the line per inch of the analogs roll. So for a typical 125 line printing plate, you'd be looking for an analogs roll in the 500 to 700 LPI range. When moving to a 175 line per inch printing plate, you're going to be looking at 700 to 1000 line analogs rolls. It's not about the line per inch of the analogs roll, it's more about the volume that that analogs roll carries. And a banded roll is an excellent tool in being able to further calibrate your print process. Another question that often comes through is, when do other customers of ours, Pomarco's, determine that an analogs roll is ready to be re-engraved? That's an excellent question because, again, it comes down to managing the processes inside of your facility. In order to do that, in order to be able to have the most consistent print and provide ink to press that does not require significant blending at press side, most of our customers choose to replace an analogs roll when the volume drops in excess of 10 to 15%. That means that they have procedures in place that they're able to manage the quality of the cell. They're able to ensure that the rolls are kept clean, that there's no plugging. And then on top of that, they have a means of being able to identify when that roll then comes back for re-engrave. Pomarco offers a pretty significant audit program to our customers where we're able to go in, touch every analogs roll in the facility, take an impression of that analogs roll, and then provide a report back which communicates the actual volume of the roll, whether that roll is plugged or whether that roll is in perfect condition. Provide a report card with suggestions on how to bring those rolls back into calibration or into their best possible quality. So another question that drives off of this last question is, what is the single biggest problem that causes an analogs roll to be re-engraved? And the answer is surprising, but it's typically damage associated to the roll. It's a scratch on the surface of the roll caused by an operator error. It's something run through the printing press, which causes a defect or an impression into the surface of the roll. That happens about 15% of the time when we evaluate the through this audit process. 60% of the time, the role has some degree of plugging, which has caused a reduction in volume beyond that 10 to 15% range we spoke of earlier. So what we like to do with the audit process and with evaluating product as roles as they come into our facility for re-engrave is that we'll review the condition and then provide a report back to the customer and offer to provide training in their facility to improve their overall performance. Thank you for your time today.